This is KATU, Channel 2 News for Sunday, May 18th. Reported by Bill Boaz with sports, Fred Jenkins with weather, Robin Anderson, and Stan Wilson.
Good evening once again, everyone. Eight people are now known dead this evening following the massive eruption of Mount St. Helens early today. That eruption has radically changed the look of the peak, destroying a large portion of it. Geologists say this is by far the strongest eruption in the latest series, and it continues tonight. Channel 2's Essex Porter has the story.
Now, this week there's a guy in the news named Harrison Butker. He's the kicker on the Kansas City Chiefs, also known as the Taylor Swift Chiefs.
Geologists recorded the time as 8:32 this morning. Gas pressure building inside the mountain finally reached the bursting point. They think first there was an earthquake, registering 5 on the Richter scale. Then a split second later, the mountain started tearing itself apart.
I find it very, very ironic that he's saying, you know what, in my world, you know, we like the women to stay at home and just have babies. And the college kids and the young people find this absolutely abhorrent. But they're demonstrating for Hamas.
Right.
Who make that a law. It's not just an opinion in Hamas that you stay home and have the babies. We will enforce you for doing that.
Good morning, America. How are you? I am Rabbi Dave.
Good morning, America. And I am Friar Rod, and it is the last day of the Premier League season, Dave.
And you have the Newcastle game on pause.
I do.
So nobody.
What I won't do for this show, Dave.
So nobody text Rob right now and tell him.
No, I'm not going to look at my phone. I'm going to leave it on silent until we're done recording and I unpause the game.
Well, that's important because, you know. There you go. So where were you this day 44 years ago?
Where this day 44 years ago?
Yeah.
What year was that?
1980.
I was in junior high school. I was learning how to navigate junior high school with my father as the principal.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing up such a traumatic memory for me, Dave.
So this day was a Monday. In 1980. I remember it well. I was a junior in high school, getting ready to finish up the junior year. And I spent most of today deeply concerned about my future.
Okay.
Because I had signed a deal. I was 15. I mean,
you signed a deal.
16, I guess.
What is this, Bedazzled?
More or less. I had swung a deal to come to Eatonville, Washington that summer, where I was going to work at a summer camp as a dishwasher. I was going to get out of Utah and go to Washington.
Okay.
Eatonville, by the way, sits right at the foot of Mount Rainier. All
so
the
beautiful.
Beautiful pictures you've seen of Mount Rainier are basically taken from that area.
Okay.
You get up, you walk outside the place where you're staying, you go down towards the dining hall, and there it is. And it wasn't until yesterday, 44 years ago, that I realized that Mount Rainier is a volcano.
Yes, of course.
And not a extinct volcano.
No.
In fact, it is a very active volcano. It is called today.
It is a ring of fire.
Right. Today, Mount Rainier is known as, quote, the most dangerous mountain in America, unquote.
Okay.
And now I walk down to the end of my street here, look to my left, and what do I see?
Is it smoking?
Mount Rainier.
Okay. No, it's there, but it's
there.
Just, it's not.
Been there many times. I love going to Mount Rainier. It's a beautiful place.
Okay. It's just sleeping at the moment.
But it's just asleep. It has not gone extinct. And the geologists around here love to talk about how Mount Rainier is going to erupt.
Okay.
And when it does, boy, oh, howdy. And we got a taste of that 44 years ago yesterday when Mount St. Helens, after months of rumbling and months of
grumbling,
tweaking,
complaining.
And grumbling, and shooting a little ash puffs into the air. decided that at 8:30 in the morning it was going to, it had enough.
Yeah.
And it detonated. It didn't so much erupt as detonate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever seen the pictures of what happened, because there is no actual film of the eruption, the initial eruption. There are a series of, I think it's 6 or 8 photographs that were taken by a guy who died taking those photographs.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they loop them into a GIF,
mm-hmm.
and you may think it's a film. It's not. It's just still pictures. But it is, it's impressive. We went down there a few years ago. We took Ben. We had one of those Saturdays where we didn't have anything to do. We had to get Ben out of the house because, you know, he was 8, yeah. I think.
Well, he needed his McDonald's breakfast, probably.
He did. And so we looked at each other and said, where can we go? And we both kind of went at the same moment. Oh, yeah, St. Helens. Let's go there, because Ben was in his volcano phase then. So yeah. We went to St. Helens. It was really cool. One of my favorite pictures of Ben and I is taken standing in the snow across the ridge from Mount St. Helens in the background. Anyway.
If it had erupted again, would you have died?
We would have. We were smack dab. The way the volcano exploded, and if you've ever seen it, it's kind of a horseshoe shape now, blew out to the northeast. Mm-hmm. So we were basically standing right in the path of destruction.
Okay.
So anyway, 44 years ago today, I was trying to call up here to find out from the people who were up here if I still had a job or not, because I didn't know. Nobody knew this day what really had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, as it turned out, it erupted for everything that it did it in the least, I know this sounds strange, but it did it actually in the least destructive way possible. Going the direction it did,
mm-hmm.
it didn't really take out any major infrastructure. It damaged it. Particularly I-5, mm-hmm. but it didn't destroy it.
Well, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, my
Rainier will not do that.
No.
Rainier stares at Tacoma mm-hmm. and I-5 and says, Tacoma, the city of Tacoma, the port of Tacoma,
mm-hmm.
is built on top of the Lahars from 50,000 years ago. The last time.
That's not a good place to be.
Tacoma is going to get smoked when Rainier goes. Tacoma, it's gone. It's
nice knowing you.
Yeah, it's my wife's hometown, but you know, it's kind of like, well, it's going to take out Cheney Stadium, which is my favorite place to go and watch baseball.
Kind of like people living in Narlands.
Yes,
it's kind of like
you live in Narlands, and don't even get me started on that. It was pretty amazing. I was in Utah at the time, like I said, and of course it didn't destroy any of the infrastructure, so I ended up coming up here for the summer. And of course, I think it erupted 2 or 3 more times over the course of the summer. And by the second or third eruption, Rainier was starting to grumble.
Mm.
There were earthquakes and the likes of that. And so we had to have an escape route plan.
Sure.
And I remember standing there thinking, escape to where?
Yeah.
Where are we going to go?
Had you been interested in volcanoes by that age? I mean, were you?
I think everybody's interested in volcanoes.
Of course.
What I really remember that summer was you couldn't go anywhere without hearing Jimmy Buffett's When the Volcano Blows song.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going to go when the volcano blows. It's kind of a funny song.
That I've heard that one. Wow. I'm gonna have to.
You're gonna have to Google that one, because it's a pretty funny song, but it fit in well with the mindset of the summer, which was like, if this thing goes, we're toast. St. Helens killed 57 people. If Rainier goes in the same fashion, it's gonna kill hundreds of thousands,
because
there's nowhere to go. Where do you go? And if it takes
It's not like Mount Lassen that's in the middle of nowhere in California.
Right. So if it goes, it's going to take out I-5.
Mm-hmm.
The ash system, because of the prevailing winds, is going to basically inundate I-90, which means that if Rainier goes, where I am, I'm 75 miles from my house to the peak of Mount Rainier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As a crow flies. Like I said, I can walk down into my street and see it beautifully. Taking pictures of it, send them to Rod and Bill on a fairly regular basis. Where we are is probably safe from the direct effects of the of an eruption. But we are going to be cut off from everybody because there's going to be no I-5, no rail transport that way. I-90 is going to be inundated with ash and pumice. Tacoma, the port of Tacoma, is going to be annihilated. Assuming a big eruption. I mean, it just goes poof, not no big deal.
It's
but,
blowing smoke rings.
Right, but if it does on the order of St. Helens, so yeah. We'll starve to death. Because there won't be any way to get anything to us up here. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess they could. They could ship it in, you know, by boat around, but
yeah,
it's going to be an awful lot of boats because Port mm-hmm. Angeles is not that big. It's a big port, but it's not that big.
Yeah.
The sub base will be cut off, but it's going to be a mess. And I'm like, well, I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, with the sub base being so close, would the Navy and the U.S., you know, the federal government help to, like, open things up in that area?
Well, I'm sure they would. I'm sure that the, you know, FEMA people would get involved, of course. Which is not the same thing as saying the government will help, but, you know.
Yeah, true.
You get the idea, but anyway, as I recall, St. Helens erupted two or three more times that summer. Mm-hmm. And we would get a dusting of ash because we were actually upwind. Almost due north of the of St. Helens. And so we would get a little dust of ash, you know, just enough to finger your name in it and
okay.
have it stand out. But
have to get your car washed.
Right. Which they were advising people not to do by hand. Take it to an official car wash, because if you do it by hand with a rag, you'll grind that stuff's basically just ground glass.
Yeah.
You'll scratch your paint and all that. I remember insurance companies throwing fits about that. It was cool in that I'm hanging on the edge. There's a song by Blink 182 about standing mm-hmm. on the edge of things and how cool it is to just kind of, am I going to die or not? You know, not saying that they're right, but you realize later nature is trying to kill you, whether it's a volcano,
just like animals,
bear or sharks or whatever. Nature would like to kill you, and you kind of realize that later on. And now here it is, 44 years later. I walk outside and can't see the mountain today because, well, it's Washington and it's May, so.
Mm. Well, we've had great weather here, Dave, in the valley. Mid to upper 80s, pretty much all week. It's been awesome.
We had 3 days of that here last week. Hmm. Got into the low to mid 80s. We went and bought two more fans for the house because there's no air conditioning up here.
No.
Put the fans in and it immediately started raining. And it's been freezing cold. I mean, it's been in the low 60s, upper 50s since.
Yeah, so you guys up there don't expect it to get too hot or stay too hot.
There will be a hot period July, August. We'll go 5 or 6 straight days in that 90 range. Mm-hmm. And then it'll dip down into the 80s. And then I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, we had 4 straight days of 99. Didn't quite get to 100, but
that's got to be brutal.
That
up there.
Was miserable. My inside thermometer of my house, inside thermometer on my my heater, 99 inside.
Ugh. How many showers did you take that day?
God, I might as well just have stayed in there. But anyway, it was 44 years ago yesterday that St. Helens erupted. And I guess, in a way, had a big impact on my life because I ended up coming up here anyway. See, what would have happened if they hadn't sent me, if they hadn't given me that job anyway, which by the way turned out to be one of the greatest summers of my life. It really was. It was such a great summer that my parents drove all the way up here to get me 2 weeks before camp ended, right? I was like, no, we still have 2 weeks left. I'm not going anywhere. And so they turned around and drove all the way back home without me.
Are you kidding me?
And I flew home. Well, a couple weeks later.
This was prior, you know, pre-cell phones, so you can, yeah. If you didn't catch them on the landline before they left, meh.
Well, I was 16, getting ready to go into my senior year, and in fact, I tried to convince him to let me stay up here and do my senior year up here with my aunt and uncle, but that wasn't going to happen. So anyway, long story short was, later on, a couple years later, mm-hmm. I'm in the Navy, and as we're finishing up A school, they come in and they say, okay, where do you want to go? And these are the billets we have available. And one of the billets that was available was to come back up here. Mm-hmm. And because I had been here, I was like, yeah, that's where I want to go, as yeah. opposed to wherever. And in retrospect, I probably would have enjoyed Charleston or New mm-hmm. London just as much. But I ended up coming back up here because of that experience. And this is always, in my 61 years, the biggest percentage of where I've spent my time is here. So this is kind of, it's a weird thing for me to say. It's kind of home, but
kind of
all started that summer. Mount St. Helens erupting.
Yeah.
Which was incredible to watch. Somebody asked me the other day, they were doing interviews about St. Helens erupting. What do you remember about it? I said, well, I was in Ogden, Utah, so didn't see nothing, didn't feel nothing, didn't hear nothing. It was pretty anticlimactic where we were, and we were south, far enough south, we didn't even get any ash, so.
Yeah.
It was a...
Now, if it was Yellowstone, if it was that caldera...
No, Yellowstone Utah, thing, different story. What happens when Shasta goes?
Oh, yeah.
Because five couldn't get any closer to Shasta.
Oh, yeah.
When that thing goes, boy, you guys are screwed.
Well, yeah, we're not going to get any north, you know, north-south traffic at all.
Right.
That, well, not, they're gonna...
not going any further north anyway.
Might get LA. It'll stop right there.
At least you guys have an escape route.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I'm more concerned about Mammoth.
That one's scary. Yellowstone is the scariest.
Of all the volcanoes,
Yellowstone is the one that's... Because there is nobody in the United States that isn't going to be affected by that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you are, you're wrong. But that's a story for another day, because I don't really want to scare myself to death. We got other things to get onto today. And I was just reminiscing. I was actually watching the news reports from this day 44 years ago.
Huh.
They have the tapes of that. And it's remarkable to see the confusion.
Yeah.
We have no idea what's going on. We just know that the mountain blew up. We know that there are 5, maybe 8 people dead,
uh-huh.
and there's a lot of ash. So if you don't have to come up here, you probably shouldn't. But someday Rainier's going to go, and I wonder if I'll still be here. In the meantime, we're going to take a break, come back and start the real show, the stuff we're really going to talk about. Maybe. Welcome back. I'm Dave.
I'm Rod.
And there is a lot of stuff happening in the world today. I got up this morning and my Twitter feed was going nuts. Let me check it again real quick here because, oh, look, there's the Premier League scores. You want to know what's going on?
Nope. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Sure. I got them right here.
No.
Sure you don't want to know? Because
I am positive. No spoilers, please.
Well, Manchester City's beating West Ham.
Yeah, that's kind of a given.
You figured that was going to happen? Or?
Yeah, well, if they have to win the whole Premiership
Great. Anyway, the big news in the world today, and we don't have a lot of details here, is the Iranian president. Now, Iran has a very convoluted form of government. They have a president, but the president isn't really in charge. The Ayatollah's in charge. The Ayatollah's picked the president, in effect.
The religious.
Right. And while the president, I guess, theoretically has some role in this, and for all I know might be one of the Ayatollah's, it's kind of strange. Anyway, the Iranian president was traveling somewhere by via helicopter this morning, last night, whatever, and the helicopter is missing.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that...
Hard landing is what I saw.
Hard landing. I've seen hard landing. I've seen crashed. But the problem is where it did this is quite remote and fog bound as of right now. This is Sunday morning, 8:50 a.m. Pacific time. And so they have not found the helicopter, but there's all kinds of speculation as to what has happened here, including, of course, from some Iranian sources, that those damn Jews...
I figured they were going to blame the Israelis.
Yeah, shot it down. That's already making the rounds. And there are already threats about retaliation. So what you got here is a helicopter that, you know, I think we as Americans have a pretty good idea what happens when helicopters fly in fog. Just ask Kobe Bryant. It's not a great idea. So did the guy try to say, maybe I should land for safety's sake, but now I can't see the ground? We don't know. It's all speculation at this point. What we do know is the helicopter is missing.
Yeah.
And that the Iranians are already blaming the Jews for it, because that's what they do. The problem is, of course, that could lead to, you know, retaliation.
Maybe.
It wouldn't even
Couldn't be the mechanic's fault. I mean, come on.
Couldn't be the mechanic. Couldn't be the pilot. Couldn't be the fact that you're flying a helicopter. It couldn't be that the Ayatollah said, hey, Mr. President, you need to get in a helicopter and fly over here. For reasons. Right. Again, he's the president. He's expendable. So who knows what's going on with that? It's kind of a mess. I mean, it's my Twitter. I don't know about how your Twitter feed works, but my Twitter feed is every 15 seconds I'm getting an update. Still no news. Still no word about that helicopter that's missing.
I don't use the app, so it doesn't update that quickly.
Yeah. I just, and that's what I woke up to this morning after a very rough night of other problems. But the bottom line is, we don't know. So you heard it here first. Nobody knows. It's kind of like,
but like most news organizations, we can sit here and talk about it for 15 minutes.
We can speculate.
No new information.
Right. You want to speculate on it?
Okay, yeah.
With no information, no facts, no nothing. We could speculate. The Israelis must have shot it down.
What if the
Iranians shot it down themselves to make it look like somebody else did?
It could be. Red flag?
Yeah. Maskrovka is the term I prefer.
Maskrovka.
Because every time I hear red flag, what I hear is, you can look it up on the internet. Red flag.
By the way, Dylan thinks your impression of Alex Jones is spot on.
It's hard not to be.
Yeah, pretty much, but it's pretty good.
My favorite Alex Jones story is driving home from the radio station one day with my wife. In those days, it's a strange dynamic of our relationship. When we can, we drive each other to work.
Okay, that's
and then come pick each other up. It's just one of those things we do. It's cute. It's just a cute thing. Yeah. Anyway, she had...
I love you, Schmoopy.
Yeah, Schmoopy. Anyway, she had come to pick me up, and we were driving home, and Alex Jones used to follow me on 1280 before the Ports games would start. And he was on about vaccines one day. And I have never in my life to that point seen my wife so mad. I had to turn it off. She was screaming and shrieking at him for being an idiot, and was funny. But of course, that wasn't the point of all the stuff. So
no, that's anyway, we're back to Iran.
Yeah, the Iran thing is missing, and there you go. In other news around the country, because I'm not even clear on why this is news, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
It was even on Bill Maurer's show.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Harrison Buckner is the place kicker.
Yeah.
The kicker.
Isn't he like the best in the league?
He's right the now? Kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Offhand, how many games did Harrison Buckner win at the last second with field goals this past season?
I have no idea.
You don't know. Nobody knows.
I don't
knows.
Follow the Chiefs, dude.
He's the kicker.
I hate the
Football
Chiefs.
Been very, very good to me. This guy is the Gario Upremium of the Chiefs. I mean, he kicks the ball. That's it. Yeah. That's all he does. And he gave a commencement
He puts
speech.
The foot. In football.
Football, right. Gave a commencement speech to a Catholic college, a female Catholic college from what I understand.
Yeah, because he is Catholic.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, imagine that, a Catholic that actually believes in Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
And said controversial things. If you read the newspapers, you follow on the internet, you'd think that he basically called for the execution of anybody who does a second Inquisition that no one expects.
Well, you know, part of the issue is he's a white guy.
Yeah. I got a feeling most of the people in the audience were, too.
Well, maybe.
Wasn't there, so I don't know. But anyway, he basically suggested that it's okay if you just want to have a family. And
if you want to be a housewife, homemaker.
That's I think fine.
The
rest of you can go on your way. And you would literally think that he called for an Inquisition. Literally, it's the Handmaid's Tale. He wants women subjugated and just baby-making machines.
And if you actually listen to what he said, it was really good. He was down to earth and
right.
Didn't call for any of that.
But the entire world is coming unglued. I mean, it's an eruption of outrage.
Well, didn't over the Whoopi kicker. Goldberg defend him?
Bill Maurer defended him. Bill Maurer's like. You know,
it's like, WTF, man.
It's the kind of thing that makes you say that.
Yeah.
So why this reaction? Why do you? Is this the most important thing in the country right now?
Well, it is not. I think it's a slow news cycle for one, but it's also it goes against the far left. It's not even a narrative. It's kind of like it's almost this religious fervor is how they're kind of attacking it.
Huh, that's weird. A religious fervor.
Mm-hmm.
A counter-inquisition?
Nobody expects that.
It's so bizarre to me because again, one of the weirdest experiences for me going to college at 60 years of age. Has been being around, and I use the term around somewhat, air quote, because I'm an online student.
Yeah.
But
you're exposed to them.
We have meetings like this, Zoom meetings. We have discussion boards and things like that. And one of the more remarkable things to me has been how difficult the very young people think that this is. Like, making panic posts about, I can't find the answer to three down on the crossword puzzle about the Buddhists. I'm going to fail this class.
Is your son that way? Because my son has this huge fear of failure.
My son has no fear of failure. Okay. He has a fear of remembering anything important. He wants me to buy him an Oculus 3.
Okay.
For his birthday, which is coming up.
Yeah.
And he can't remember to take the trash out on Tuesday nights.
Okay.
So I said to him, you want me to buy you something that's going to distract you even more?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Anyway, I'm I'm surprised at how little actual thought process these students seem to have.
Yeah.
We're talking to, as someone once referred to them, skulls of mush, full of mush. Even at 24,
God rest his soul.
Yeah. Even at 23, 24 years old, these are not the most intelligent people on the face of the planet. And Harrison Buckner, whatever you think of him, is a man who kicks a ball for a living, a good living, and he's good at it. And God bless capitalism. He makes good money kicking it because he's good at it.
That's a position I probably would have played because I was into soccer.
Yes,
I probably would have played it.
But the day he's no longer good at it, guess what he's worth?
Nada.
Said it's okay to be a housewife and have babies. Yeah. Your choice. It's up to you. And the whole left lost their freaking minds.
Isn't free speech awesome?
Well, it's not a slow news week. For God's sakes, Donald Trump is on trial, don't you know?
Yeah.
I can't turn on my local news in Seattle, Washington, without getting detailed analysis from people that have never been to New York City about Donald Trump. And of course, depending on who you watch or listen to, last week was either a total disaster because Michael Cohen was shown to be a perjurer and a liar and all that, or it was a brilliant victory because Trump was shown to have been involved. And the answer is we don't. Number one, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? What exactly are we talking about here? Dude had sex with a porn star.
Yeah.
And when he ran for president, he had her sign an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, saying, I won't talk about this.
I don't think there's anything wrong with giving her money, too, to say, hey, I don't want you to say anything.
Right.
You agree?
Sign here. Then she violated the non-disclosure agreement, but Trump's on trial.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day,
I think it's for more the source of the money came from, I think, is the big question, right?
I guess. I don't know. I had the same opinion of this as I had of the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Yeah,
which is all these people, who are upset about Monica Lewinsky and what happened in the president. And I'm like, I can't say that I wouldn't have done the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I think the big thing was, and even then I was younger, of course, when that happened. So I remember back in that day that my thought process was it's actually the disclosure of a character flaw that you pretty much assumed was already there with that guy.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
To me, it was always hysterically funny that this was going on while he was on the phone with Yasser Arafat. I don't know why that strikes me as funny, but it kind of does. It kind of shows you the relative importance of things.
Sure.
That aside.
Oh, yeah, sir. Oh, yeah, sir. Oh, yeah, sir. Hold on a second.
I don't know, man. Remember we were told it was just sex. Who cares? And then he said, I did not have sex with that woman.
It depends on what the definition of
is. Yeah. And so we had to put up with that for years on end. Meanwhile, the country's going to hell in a handbasket financially. Mm-hmm. The economy's this. We don't have a budget. We got problems in the Middle East. We got problems. But this is what we're worried about.
Yeah.
Today, we've got issues in Israel and Iran where the president's helicopter may have been shot down.
Ukraine's still peddling
for
money.
Still losing the war.
Yeah.
And all this stuff's going on. The economy's in the tank. But what are we focused on?
But hey, California's going to have a 50-cent gas tax coming up soon somewhere.
Saw that.
It's like, what the hell?
Harrison Buckner said it's okay to have kids. And Donald Trump, 20 years ago or 15 years ago, whenever the hell it was, had sex with a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of thing that makes me want to say WTF, because I'm like, not only that, but in the meantime, the Yellowstone volcano might erupt at any second. And this is what we're focused on. Here's the thing about Donald Trump. I said this in 2015. I'll say it again now. He's never going to be a quote unquote great president. But he's going to be the most interesting president that ever lived, because you're going to get up every morning, look at the headlines and go, well, what did he do now? Which is exactly what's going on.
I do miss him on Twitter.
I do. Yes, that I do miss. Fortunately, I follow Jose Canseco, so that's almost as good.
Almost.
Apparently he wanted to fight somebody the other day, and I didn't follow close enough to know what was going on there, but Jose doesn't talk that much on Twitter, but when he does, it's gold.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
He's like one side short of a combination plate, isn't he?
I got to interview him once. Never tell you this? He's supposed to come to Stockton to do a personal appearance at the Ports game, sign autographs and like that. And as a part of this deal, they want me to interview him to broadcast it that day before he gets there. And so I actually have, not kidding, find it here. I had, let me put it that way. Can you see that?
I can.
What does that say? Kind of.
Jose Canseco.
I have Jose Canseco's cell phone.
That's cool.
Okay. So I call him up, and it's obviously he's just getting home from whatever it is that he's doing. And I didn't ask. And we have
Was this the interview right there?
That was the interview. Him? Right.
Okay.
Set time, all this stuff, you know, all the stuff handled by managers and PR people and everything. And he answers the phone and he's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Okay. Well, let's just do it.
Okay.
And we had a pretty good chat. Interesting chat. In fact, I would love to be able to broadcast that at some point, because one of the questions that I asked him was about the steroid thing.
Mm-hmm.
And his answer really surprised me. But because the interview never aired,
I don't feel like
it's fair for me to say that. But we talked about one of the home runs he hit here in Tacoma, talked about his visit, book, all this stuff, you know, all the stuff we're supposed to do. But we can't air the interview because there's a technical problem with it. It's got a ground in it. Okay. And so it's buzzing really bad. And as we're wrapping up the interview, it's clear to me that he has no idea that he's supposed to be in Stockton tomorrow night.
where is he at?
Wherever he lives, which I'm not going to say.
Is it in California?
Anyway.
Okay.
I'm not, you know, it's clear that he has no clue that he's supposed to be in Stockton the next night. In fact, he has other plans.
Oh.
That he's talking about that seem pretty ironclad.
Okay.
So I get done with the interview, wrap it up. I send it to the Ports PR person. And I said, you might want to listen to the last couple of minutes of this.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Jose is coming, and you guys need to have a second plan.
A plan B.
Right. Which actually worked out even better. Turned out to be Steve Garvey.
Okay.
Which is a story for another day. But anyway, Jose that's around the time that he was, doesn't believe in ancient gravity tweeting. Okay. He's convinced that gravity was different when the dinosaurs, he's convinced that gravity was less when the dinosaurs were on the earth. That's why they were so big.
Oh.
And he got into it with Bill Nye, the science guy, about ancient gravity. And that was the hashtag, doesn't believe in ancient gravity.
Did you talk to him at all about your mother's theory about how sports is all scripted?
No.
That would have been funny.
We didn't get it. None of that has anything to do with anything, but it's equally as important as Harrison Buckner or the Trump trial when compared to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
We could be going to World War III tomorrow, but we're upset about Harrison Buckner, a kicker in the NFL.
We could have a super solar flare that turns our electricity off.
We could. But what we're worried about is Donald Trump had sex with a porn star and paid her off.
And white men telling women they need to be homemakers and have babies.
Right. Which you didn't do, but... Anyway, it almost makes me wish that... That mountain over there would just go... Which is sad to say, but it's true. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dave, I've got a question for you. If you had to choose a destination for a vacation, where would you go?
Just off the top of my head?
Stuff off the top of your head.
National or international?
International.
I would really like to go internationally. I would like to go to Korea.
Okay.
It's just one of those things. Okay. Can't explain it to people. I don't know why. But
there's one up-and-coming destination hotspot that you may not be aware of that you might change your mind, Dave. It might just change your mind. You see, the Taliban have been training up recruits for a major new operation on the ground in Afghanistan to help turn the war-torn country into a popular holiday destination. The hardline of the Islamist group has opened up its first tourism and hotel management school as a part of its latest offensive. The regime is keen to promote the wonders of the country, which boast of an array of ancient archaeological sites and spectacular landscapes along with the unique history. And the hospitality personnel, all men, as women are banned from education, will be leading the charge, Dave.
Mm.
So yeah, wish you were here. Taliban launches Afghanistan as a holiday destination.
Yeah, could be fun.
Well, I guess you could get married there if you were the right religion.
Just 72 virgins? Or no, I'd have to die for that.
I'm sure that the virgins are almost all gone there, Dave.
If you had to pick the number one conspiracy theory, what would you pick?
Oh, gee. The number one conspiracy theory?
Would it be Lee Harvey Oswald didn't act alone? Or perhaps we faked the moon landings. Or Princess Diana. Her death was an assassination, not an accident.
I don't know, that the Earth is flat? I don't know if that's a conspiracy theory. But
9/11, an inside job?
The Earth is 6,000 years old?
Roswell? Reptilian humanoids control the government?
The Illuminati?
The Illuminati? Hitler didn't kill himself. He's living in South, or was living in South America. Yeah. He's probably dead now, but, or the Earth is flat.
Mm.
But it might be this one.
Okay.
Because until this week, I had never heard this theory before.
All right.
But it has captured my attention, and I will tell you why.
Okay.
I have long been interested in Egyptian history. Particularly the 18th dynasty.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with anything, but there is a theory out there that has some, I wouldn't call it concrete empirical evidence, but it has some circumstantial evidence that the dating of the Egyptian dynasties is off by about 300 years. And the reason for this is that there are missing, let's just call them sacrifices that should have been made but weren't. Now, have we just not found them, or did they never actually exist? If they didn't exist, it means that the dating system that we use for dating ancient Egypt is off by 300 years. No big deal, except that if you take those 300 years out, a lot of the stuff in biblical history lines up better with Egyptian history.
Okay.
Particularly King David,
yeah,
King Solomon, stuff like that. That's a minor deal. But what if, Rod, what if the years 614 CE, or as some people would call it, AD, and tell me that it means after death, which it does not mean, but 614 CE to 911 CE didn't actually happen.
What?
So it's called the Phantom Time Conspiracy.
Hmm.
Theorists claim that the 297 missing years were made up so that Otto III's claim to the throne of the Holy Roman Empire would seem legit.
Okay.
So Otto III becomes the home of the Holy Roman Empire, but he doesn't really have a good claim to it. So they invent 300 years of history that they insert into the histories of things to make it look like Otto III is actually the proper descendant, the proper claimant to the Holy Roman Empire throne.
Okay.
And that these years never existed, which means that we actually, that today is not actually 2024, it's actually 1726.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, well, that would be cool.
Okay, that would
wouldn't
be,
it be? I mean, 1726, look at all the things we have to look forward to.
That would coming really 19th screw century. Up. As the historian, that would really screw
really
up
would.
A lot of things.
But what are the chances that this entire history of Europe, because let's face it, the history of that time period, 614 to 911, it's kind of, you know, can you name me anything that happened in that time frame?
Well, I am not a historian, but I'm pretty certain that the Egyptians walked like Egyptians, Dave.
Boy, that's an inside joke that most people aren't going to get. But anyway, the point of all this being that, can you name anything that actually happened in that time frame?
I off the top of my head, no.
Most people can't?
No.
And so, is it plausible that these 297 years, these 300 years are just missing, that well, they're just made up?
We've got to look at other sources, though, right? Are there other sources that...
Well, it's a conspiracy theory. Would that matter?
Well,
I'd never heard of the Phantom Time Conspiracy before. I had heard of the Egyptian theory. Mm-hmm. David Roll is the guy that came up with this theory that the dating was off by 300 years. That's not the same thing. It's not saying that they were missing. It's just saying... We have a discrepancy in how we're modifying it. This one says these years never actually happened. And that today is May 19th, 1726, not 2024.
Okay.
Which, to be honest with you, I'm kind of okay with.
That'd be cool. Do we get to wear ponytails and...
Well...
Was that trifold hats? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Okay. And just think about how we could be misogynist again and it'd be legit now. And Harrison Buckner would not be in hot water for saying women could be at home.
That would have been a sermon.
Right. And it would have been the kind of thing that made you say,
WTF?
Welcome back. I'm Dave. Rabbi Dave.
I'm Rod. Friar Rod.
Got to get that in there. Cause
yeah, yeah.
I forgot about the second break. Anyway, no further news on what's going on in Iran.
No.
Didn't think we would have any.
No, not for a while.
As far as I know, Mount Rainier is quiet this morning.
Okay.
Although, have you followed the Twitter account for Mount St. Helens?
I have not,
you
no.
You should.
Is it funny?
It's right up there with Wendy's.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's... some woman somewhere tweeted about Mount St. Helens, the eruption 44 mm-hmm. years ago, and how it was just a mess, blah, 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 and the eruption and all, and Mount St. Helens account tweeted back, better than you ever had. So, anyway, it was quite humorous to watch. So I had a rough night last night. I did not get a lot of sleep, and I don't know how that's going to affect the editing of this, because usually I edit it right afterwards.
Yeah.
But
get some rest, man.
Well, I may not have a choice, because early this morning I had to take some painkillers that mm-hmm. tend to make me sluggish.
Okay.
And even as I
couldn't tell. I mean, right. Other than, you know, I got a text 10 minutes before we started. I'm ready to go. It's okay.
So I can tell because it's a mess. Back in 2006, when I had the first knee surgery, the first knee scope,
yeah,
it went very well. But after the surgery, day after, 2 days after, mm-hmm. I could walk great. Knee didn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
But my back, and I have a bulge at L5-S1, for those of you who know what that is.
Okay.
Probably caused because of the knee being, you know, problematic and misaligned. And anyway, in the early 90s, I went through massive back problems.
Okay.
2006, they did this knee surgery, and I had worked through most of the back problems, but now they were back. And I mean, they were mm-hmm. bad. They were debilitating. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I couldn't even yeah. stand up.
It's amazing how your back is. I mean, how much you use it, you don't realize.
Well, and that's what I said to the doc. I was complaining about, why does my back hurt so bad? He said, because for the first time in 20-some-odd years, you're walking correctly, and your mm-hmm. knee is actually moving, mm-hmm. as opposed to limping along. And you've been overcompensating, and yeah. now you don't have to, and it hurts. And I thought, well, that's amazing. That's incredible. And I have gone since then. I have had not a lot of back problems, but it hurts every now and then, but not mm-hmm. nothing like it did the first time in 93, man. I was flat on my back, couldn't move. So what I learned from that experience is that there are other things related to stuff, you know, the, mm-hmm. the hip bone connected to the thigh bone. Connected,
yeah. Imagine that.
So
forth.
Yeah. So this surgery, my PT guy asked me on Thursday, he said, so do you feel better than you did before the surgery? And I was like, I don't know. I really don't know, because I can't really do things yet. But one of the things that has happened in this surgery, Rod, is that I have literally had to learn to walk again.
Uh-huh.
And most of you, I guarantee, don't think about these things. You don't think about how your legs move when you're walking.
I'm telling it's Rod muscle this. Memory because you've done it. You've learned right. it.
And I'm telling Rod this because he is facing a potential knee replacement at some point.
At some point in my future.
And so I send him my PT guy's yeah. workout. And
I
do that
it.
Every week, twice a week with him.
Okay.
And I do it at home. But what you don't think about is the extension.
Mm-hmm.
The way your leg extends to step. So I'm literally in my head right now when I walk, extend, step, extend, step. I'm telling myself this because I won't naturally do it.
Hmm.
So I'm having to literally retrain myself how to walk, which is great. And they do these stretches and they do these uh-huh. bends and they do all this stuff, which I never realized before how much that muscle that runs along the outside of your hip
uh-huh.
is involved in all of this. It's nothing to do with the surgery at all.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you what, it is keeping me up because it hurts so bad. It's just like throb, cramp, throb, cramp, throb. And it's like, holy crap. And about midnight last night, I was just like screaming. Nobody was here. Cammy was at work. And so I was just like, this is crap. What the hell is going on with this?
Yeah.
And it's just those stretches and that way of walking and learning to walk correctly,
mm-hmm.
having to train this again. Only it's much worse this time because I'm older and grumpier.
And grumpier, yeah.
So I had to take the
pain meds?
Yeah, those. Earlier this morning. And that's what's got me a little groggy right now, and I'm a little So that may be why this show is a little disjointed and maybe perhaps not as filled with critical analysis and intelligent conversation for me that you would normally expect me to have.
So yeah, it's dumbed down to Rod's level.
Maybe that's why I'm
gotta drug Dave to get him down to my level.
Or drunk.
Or drunk.
I got this. This is my celebratory thing for when everything is done.
Okay.
Don Julio 42.
Don Julio.
Yeah, somebody gave me that, and I'm like, man, I can't wait to drink that. Don Julio 42 is...
Okay.
Anyway, so my hip is killing.
Yeah.
And my hip, butt, you know, that whole,
yeah.
that whole
yeah.
area.
They're all connected.
One of the exercises you do is butt squeezes, which is funny because... One of my PT therapists is a gal.
Yeah.
And I told her the other day, I said, this just feels creepy. It just does.
Did she laugh?
She laughed. So this is like watching the president sniff a kid. Here I am.
Did you actually say that?
Yes, I did.
So. It's like watching the president sniff a kid.
It just feels off. It just feels weird. You know, I mean, I know it's purposeful.
Like that Republican video.
Yeah.
The falling downstairs.
I get it. It has to be done and all that, mm-hmm. but it just feels weird, which is what I hate about medical procedures is that loss of dignity.
Yeah.
You know, got a friend of mine that's going through that now, and it's like, my policy whenever I'm in the hospital or dealing with doctors is just screw it. You know, if they can take it, I can take it. So,
yeah,
I don't care. Whatever you want to do, poke me, prod me, however you want to do. I don't care. I can be just as weird as you are. Tends to be my attitude. Anyway, my hip and butt hurt.
Okay.
So I have no idea when I'm going to get to the editing of this.
All right.
I got to go back to bed for at least a couple of hours. So yeah. By the time we get to the actually posting this, we may actually have more information about the crash of the Iranian president's helicopter, which is now being called, quote, a significant helicopter crash.
Okay, so it's more than just a hard landing.
Right. So my guess is, this is just my guess.
They'll find a Kobe.
9:26 in the morning on May 19th, 1726, is that the Iranian president is dead. We are announcing it here first. Killed in a helicopter crash probably caused by Jews.
I'm sorry.
Just write it down, because that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course that's what happened. And it was probably caused by Harrison Buckner's
comments. Probably.
And as we all know, it was Trump's fault. So.
Although the Iranians must be more favorable to what he said that the women should be, enslaved in the kitchen.
Well, that's kind of what Bill Maher said is, why are you mad at Harrison Buckner? All you people are protesting in favor of an organization that has that exact mindset as their policy, as their law. And you're mad at him? It's like, what are you going to do? On that note, I got to get out of here. I'm Rabbi Dave.
I am Friar Rod.
And this has been...
What the Frock?
For May 19th, 1726.